Début du dialogue 15.
I don't know about you, but I've always felt that some professions were practically monopolized by people from privileged backgrounds.
Well, it depends what you mean.
I'm talking about people whose parents were wealthy enough to send them to private, fee-paying schools. Now listen to this. Over 50% of the chief executives of the biggest 100 companies in Britain went to private schools, and 70% of our nation's judges went to private schools.
I haven't seen those figures. And what percentage of the population is made up of former pupils of these fee-paying schools?
7% of the British population went to these private institutions. Among the 7%, we find our Deputy Prime Minister, the Liberal Democrat Nick Clegg. He went to Westminster School. It costs over £20,000 a year to attend that school as a non-boarder. Of course, Clegg's father was a wealthy banker. He used his contacts to get his son work experience. And later, thanks to contacts provided by his next-door neighbour, Nick Clegg got a job with an EU commissioner.
But from what I've heard, Clegg is working hard to change the society of connections and privilege you described. He's called it the who you know culture. Have you heard of his business compact to help young people?
No. Tell me more. Our young people need all the help they can get in today's tough job market.
Clegg acknowledges the fact you just mentioned, that he comes from a privileged background. Now he wants to help others from a much wider range of backgrounds, he says. His plan is to create the conditions for fair chances of success in our society, and he's targeting work experience and internships in order to achieve his objective.
We all know young people with good academic qualifications who can't get a job and who take unpaid internships to get indispensable work experience on their CVs. The thing is, there may be interesting internships around, but a lot of them are unpaid. That's all right if your parents can help for your lodging, transport and food while you're doing an unpaid internship. But if you can't rely on parents for that sort of aid, you just can't afford to get work experience.
And it's precisely because Clegg is aware of the importance of work experience for young people that he's devised this business compact. It's a well-known fact that many internships or opportunities for work experience are handed out through informal contacts. Internships are often taken up by the sons and daughters of companies' employees. Now, Clegg is getting companies to sign certain pledges. He's asking companies to commit themselves to open and transparent internships. In other words, the companies make the commitment to advertise these opportunities for work experience openly, in schools and online.
But it's not enough simply to put up posters in schools about opportunities for work experience in top firms. Many children won't apply simply because they think they haven't a chance of being taken on, especially as this is all so new.
You're right, and so the companies have agreed to work with the schools. They'll organise visits by their staff and set up mentoring schemes to encourage pupils to apply and develop ambition.
Developing ambition in children is okay. But as I've said, you've got to be able to afford to do an internship. Companies have got to help young interns financially.
And that dimension has been covered in Clegg's business pact too. All the companies signing the pact have agreed to do away with unpaid internships and to pay the student expenses or provide free accommodation. Another possibility is that they'll treat the internship as a paid job under the nation's minimum wage law.
And what companies have signed on?
Big auditors like KPMG and PwC, oil companies like BP and Shell, banks like HSBC and Barclays, distributors like Tesco, food companies like Nestle. The companies that have signed up total over 2 million employees and their combined turnover is in excess of £500 billion.
Sounds like a step in the right direction. I just hope all these companies deliver the goods.
Fin du dialogue 15.